This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, eight nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt at any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh... A sad day. It's a sad day, everybody. Oh, it's a sad day. Are you sad, Tony?
No, I'm fired up.
The final day of the Big 12 Conference. The first day of the Big 10 tomorrow. Why aren't we at the parade?
Because there isn't one.
By the way, it'll be a reason to drink in Lincoln tonight at midnight. You know it's going to happen. There's going to be somebody doing something about something. In fact, anywhere you're at, midnight tonight, if you're still going, throw the toast up because it's Nebraska leaving Big 12 and going to Big 10. And let's be honest, Nebraska's leaving Texas and going to the Big 10. That's all it's about. They're leaving Texas. They're not leaving Kansas. They're not leaving Kansas State, Colorado, Missouri, Baylor. They're leaving Texas. And now they're going into the Big Ten. Mitch Sherman's going to join us coming up in our next segment to talk about that. Of course, covering the Huskers for a long time for the Omaha World Herald, now with ESPN.com, and taking care of all that's going on in the national recruiting circle. So we'll get a little bit on that. But he's just started that this summer. Also, Brad Archer, head coach of Kearney Runza, is going to join us. They are on a red-hot roll, and Grand Island always seems to put a good matchup. Those two always have a good battle, but last night Kearney wins it, getting a walk-off walk in the bottom of the ninth inning, but they claim and clinch the Cornhusker League West Division title again, and they won 17 in a row. They're 27-3, so Daddy said that's enough of that. Let's get him on.
It's baseball. You're not supposed to win 17 in a row. And it's not like you're a Class A team and you go around and you beat up on some smaller C schools and B schools. The schedule they play is as tough as anybody plays in the state. They're constantly going to Lincoln tournaments, Omaha tournaments. Those teams come out here and play them. They just continually do this. And, everybody wondered, Coach Archer, longtime coach of the Junior Legion team, now he stepped up to the Senior Legion team. This team has not missed a beat. They knew this team, had some players, but I don't think anybody expected 17 in a row wins at any point during this season. That's simply amazing. Congratulations to everybody involved with that.
We'd love to hear from anyone on the program today. We've got a special treat because tomorrow night, Big and Rich and Gretchen Wilson are going to be at the Viero Event Center in Kearney, and we're going to give you a chance sometime on the program today to win a pair of tickets to Big and Rich. And I thought about doing this as a contest, but I know not everybody can be in front of their computer over the next hour, but we do ask you if you like the Doug and Daddy Show and want to know who's going to be on for guests and who wins the hot dog contest and what's going on in the world of sports. And Indomicon Sue was on Mike and Mike this morning. You may not have been aware of that. You'll get a little alert. Hey, Indomicon Sue is going to be on. Bo Pelini is going to be on Jim Rome. Yada, yada. Tom Osborne is going to be on this show. Darren Erstad is going to be on this show. All you have to do is go to Facebook and like ESPN Superstation. It's Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. But if you type that in, it's going to click right up there. Hit the like button, and there you go. And we'd love to have you be on there. We'll keep you updated if you're a Facebook follower.
Doug, one article, people making the rounds throughout emails and whatnot, was an article from CBS Sportsline, Dennis Dodd, catching a lot of attention from some people. Basically, Dennis Dodd goes to Lincoln, catches up with Taylor Martinez, gets some quotes from Taylor Martinez, kind of reliving the Texas A&M, Bo Pelini in his face, where Harvey Perlman came down on him. Now, a lot's being made of this article. I've read the article, and I read it twice because I thought I missed something the first time that must have been so controversial. There's really nothing that controversial in what was said, or I don't know why this would upset anybody, really.
And I don't know how Dennis Dodd got the insight here. It's just a weird deal. But it's basically his blog on CBSSports.com. It's not even really a written article.
Right.
It's more on the blog. And Taylor Martinez said that Coach Bo Pelini, quote, misunderstood, end quote, the events surrounding his injuries during the loss to Texas A&M. He went into detail about the situation of that night. He re-injured his right ankle, had to leave. That's when the controversy arose. Back in the locker room, he spoke with his father on the cell phone. Apparently, that is what upset Coach Pelini. They thought they'd put this behind him. Now, all of a sudden, it's slow, and Taylor Martinez talks.
I was kind of impressed he talked. That should be really the story here. That his answers were more than a sentence long.
And these could be strung together too. But here's what it says in the Dennis Dodd blog. Taylor Martinez said the following quote: "I hurt my left turf toe two plays later when our center stepped on me. I went to the sidelines, then went back and got x-rayed. After I got x-rayed, I went back to the locker room. I couldn't move at all. It was so painful, my left toe and my right ankle. I was in so much pain, I didn't think I was going back in. I was trying to walk to our locker room to feel it out. I plugged in my phone for the charger. It was on, and it lit up. I saw my dad called me. I called him back and told him I didn't think I was going back in. I couldn't move at all. I explained to him what happened." Okay. Fine. We'll come back. We'll go through all this, then your thoughts. Martinez did return to the game, threw for 107 yards in the game, lost the game, of course, 9-6. Was Martinez surprised how much was made about that night? Martinez, quote, "I was, but people could have their own assumptions of what happened. Maybe they don't think it's a correct thing, that what I did was call my dad and let him know what happened. I got turf toe and he didn't know about that. He actually thought I tore my ACL or broke my femur or whatever. He was concerned like any other father would be." Next question. "So he called you. Was he just taking a shot and hoping you'd answer the phone?" This is what Dennis Dodd asked. Here's what Taylor Martinez says. Quote, "Yeah, he knew I went to the locker room. I thought I was done. I didn't think I'd be able to go back in. I knew it was him who was calling. I explained to him what happened. The trainer was next to me. Coach Pelini misunderstood what one of the trainers told him about what was going on. That's when Coach Pelini came over and talked to me about it. He was heated because of everything going on in the game." And then he goes on later to say he believes he'll be 100% going into the season.
Well, immediately, is it an NCAA violation to use a cell phone if you're a player to use a cell phone? That was one during while the game's going on. You could convey gambling. You could convey injury information. That was one thing that was brought up after this game last year. It was an NCAA violation during the game not to use a cell phone. If it wasn't, I think any father would like to know, family would like to know what's going on a national stage. You get injured like that. I don't know what Coach Blaney's going to. Obviously, they're going to, and he's going to get upset about this being asked about it.
There's nothing new here for me. There's not one bit of new information here for me. Maybe the only thing is that he officially now says is that his dad called him. He didn't call his dad. That's the only thing I get out of this. What I get out of this is it just continues to be, it continues to fuel the fire of Taylor Martinez's image and persona as a strange dude. Who the hell plugs their phone in during the game? You either do it, I mean, it's not like he was on his phone during the game, out on the field. What possesses you to think to do that? How many guys on the team at halftime run over to their locker and plug their phone in? Tony, that's just strange. Secondly, from the father perspective, you're listening to what's going on TV. Why would you make that call? Why would you make that call? Tons of sons and daughters are injured in sporting events every single day. Their moms and dads are not calling them during the game. And again, Bo Pelini in practice last year, remember he shut the media out because Crick's injury got out. I think it was Crick, but it was one of the early injuries. Got out before he could even inform a family. And he was mad about that. Bo, I assume, if that's his policy, would have gotten a hold of Casey Martinez right after the game and told him what was going on. Again, that's my take of the whole. It's just more weirdness. It's just more strange.
I don't. If you weren't going back in the game, I could see how a kid thinks he's done going to the shower. He's gonna, you know, your phone's on low charge. You think I'll plug it in and I'll call my dad and let him know what's going on. I think Jared Crick would call. I think Jared Crick maybe would call after, home at halftime.
Maybe after you're showered and in your street clothes. Maybe. I'll give you that and nothing more. I mean, maybe after you're showered and in your street clothes.
But see, I think to fuel the fire of weirdness, I'm glad the kid talked.
He's talking now. This happened 8 months ago. Two separate things. It was weird at the Texas A&M game that he would plug his phone in. And again, I'll even chalk some of this up to being a freshman. To being a freshman, not being through this before, I can chalk all that up. But you don't think that's weird? You don't think that's weird?
Not if you didn't think you were going back in the game.
30 minutes later, you would know you're not going back into the game.
I know Bo Pelini's an intense guy. I think the reaction for making a cell phone call was maybe weird. Was maybe a little bit over the top. And I know there was officiating things that were going on. And it goes on and you read what people chime in on these things after Dennis Dodd blogs this. And, you know, there's one guy in there that says, people with not an interest in this game didn't think the officiating was bad. Well, then you didn't watch it because Nebraska got screwed all night long.
It's terrible.
It was terrible from start to finish.
Your thoughts. Send us an email on the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or give us a phone call, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'd love to hear from you. I guess we're going to disagree on this one. It's strange.
I don't know. With so many methods
here,
of media.
Here, I'll put this one to you then. Let me just put it to you one more time. Mitch Sherman's coming up. We're going to take a break. But let me put it. This is Nebraska. It's on TV. Okay. All the kids you personally know right here at UNK, where their dads and moms would have no idea, you think they'd get on the phone at a Division II school and call their mom and dad and let them know what was going on at halftime?
If Rustin Dring went to the locker room at halftime and didn't think he was returning, and his parents heard that he went to the locker room on the radio and weren't able to attend the game, hell yes, I know that he would call them at halftime.
All right. Okay.
I will check during this break. I will check.
It's hypothetical.
I understand.
So whatever the answer is, you can't go with it because it's hypothetical. You don't know. Again, it depends how bad it is. Depends how much you're hurt. I would just think he would have been getting looked at. When would you have time to do this? I mean, it seems strange.
It wasn't a nicked up ankle. He says, I didn't think I was going back in. It hurt. The pain was damn near unbearable.
We'll take a break. Mitch Sherman's coming up after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney or online, as always, at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Once again, the coveted golden bucket is on the line, along with a few $100 in gifts for the top dog in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest.
They don't judge you if you can't use chopsticks.
To be considered for entry, drop an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Post on our Facebook or even Twitter.
I do the wiener jokes around here, guys.
Only the strong survive.
You make fun of my name all the time when you name wiener, you kind of get that.
The Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, July 8th at the Hilltop Mall.
Sunshine will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 103. South winds stay breezy at 12 to 25. With clear skies tonight, temperatures fall off into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 86.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be with you on this final day of being a member of the Big 12 Conference as the University of Nebraska. And don't forget, folks, to check out our poll question brought to you by ATS, our auto tech specialist. This was a discussion we had earlier in the week. What are you more interested in, watching Wimbledon or watching soccer? I didn't even put up a don't care button because I actually want to know if you had two channels on your TV, which one would you watch, Wimbledon or soccer? Either the Gold Cup the last couple of weeks for the men or the World Cup right now. And Lauren says, I'd rather watch SpongeBob with my kids than soccer or tennis. John also chimed in. This isn't John. Excuse me. This came on a V-text, so I don't have a name. But we were talking about Sam Cotton yesterday with Brian Munson. The worst thing is we have Barney Cotton for four more years. Wow. That's not nice at all. That's not nice at all. What is nice is the baseball blowout prices going on right now at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center under new ownership, but with the same management team and the same great deals that you are accustomed to. Now, we know baseball and softball isn't over, and the new gang at Misco's is giving you deals that you can use this year. Brand new American Legion baseball bats valued over $200 right now out the door, $50 per bat. bat, and 40% off almost everything else at the store. Girls softball bats, Little League baseball bats, and I know travel teams, second time around, are just starting up
here. State tournaments coming?
Just after next weekend, you can get the bats. Also, gloves, catcher's equipment, pants, umpire's equipment, they're all 40% off. Wilson, Mizuno, Easton, Rawlings, TPX, the bats from Easton, Louisville, Slugger, Omaha, and more. Let them know you heard it on ESPN Radio and stop by and see Steve, Larry, and the gang over at Misco Sports on the Breaks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Right now we go live to Omaha, Nebraska, where our next guest, Mitch Sherman, anxiously awaits us. Mitch, we haven't caught up with you for a while. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very anxious to talk to you, as you just said there.
How's the kid?
I'm good. How is your summer going?
Well, it just started. We just warmed up in Kearney about 3 weeks ago for the first time. We actually call it summer.
Mitch, Daddy has a fireworks stand, so he's pretty much not in touch with reality right now. You want us to ship you anything?
Yeah, I'm going to be out your way over the 4th with some family, so. You don't ship it to my house, or it'll just sit there. But I'll tell you after, you know, when we get done, what you can send me, and just deliver it to my in-laws' house in Grand Island.
Hey, we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen for you, Mitch.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Mitch, the first segment today, we're talking about the Dennis Dodd article on CBS Sportsline. Many people are making something out of this. Is there anything in your mind to make out of this at all?
Well, I was a little puzzled at the timing, and from a media standpoint, I'm not exactly sure why Nebraska chose to put Taylor Martinez out there here in the last part of June when he hasn't done many interviews. But maybe Taylor thought it was time to do it, and they just decided that CBS Sports would be the best avenue there. I think it's not all that interesting, except there isn't a lot to talk about with college football right now. So any morsel of news when it comes to Nebraska and you're in Nebraska is going to turn a lot of heads. We already knew that he and his dad talked on the phone in the locker room during the game, and I think that had pretty much been put to bed in November last year. So to hear Taylor actually say it, I guess there's some value in that. The rest of it, I just kind of shook my head at it. It didn't really exhibit a lot for me. I didn't read it and see a whole lot of value for Nebraska for him to say that. What he said, he didn't exactly step up and take responsibility and say, you know, I shouldn't have been on the phone with my dad in the locker room during the game. Which, let's face it, he shouldn't be doing that. You know, if he broke his leg or whatever, tore up his knee, word will get to his dad. They will take every avenue effort necessary to inform the family that he's injured. Players are not supposed to talk on the phone during the game. I don't think the NCAA looks too kindly upon that. So, Other than what I just said right there, it seems like this issue probably should have been put to rest several months ago, and it's still hanging out there. And I don't really see the need for it to be Other than that, it's like I said, it's June, and there's nothing to talk about because we're not big fans of Wimbledon and soccer around here.
Yeah, just got another email. Scott and Kearney says I'd rather watch paint dry. So I guess there you go. Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, formerly of the Omaha World Herald, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get into some of these changes that we've seen, you got a chance to be at the College World Series. We chatted briefly there. Your thoughts just from another Omahan down there that covered part of it, and it's in your town. What'd you think?
I think the ballpark is great. That obviously was the, for Omahans at least, was the major issue at this CWS, the move from Rosenblatt to TD Ameritrade and into downtown. The ballpark itself, just the diamond and the grass and the seats around them, it's great. Yeah, it's a little generic, a little mixed stadium. As Steve Pivovar in the World Herald put it today in a pretty sharply worded column, but uh, I I'm not in love with what's going on outside the stadium. I think Rosenblatt had a great setup as far as that goes. There were good things and there were bad things, and some of the good things are also bad, if you know what I mean. The fact that everyone was crammed into pretty much one square block of real estate on top of each other. You were right there. You knew where to find your friends. You knew where to find the hot spots. That's a great thing. It was also what the NCAA wanted to get rid of, and there's some value, I think, to having things spread out in a more comfortable area. But now you walk around outside the stadium, and you don't know where to go. Things are spread out. It seems kind of dead, unless you're in one of the corporate tents. I don't think the businesses were around that part of town were really thrilled with people stuck around the ballpark after the games and spent money down there before the games. I'm sure there were some instances of people doing well, but those are the ones that will survive, and this thing will weed itself out over the coming years, and eventually they'll develop some atmosphere and a new kind of feel about the CWS downtown. But it won't ever be like Rosenblatt. That was unique. That was the carnival and the festival for 2 weeks every June, and I don't think we're ever going to get back to that. But, you know, the things that the NCAA cares about, the experience for the players and the coaches and for the fans inside the stadium, I think they did it very well.
Mitch, just kind of an open-ended question for you. And you mentioned during that during the Dennis Dodd, Taylor Martinez answer to the question that, you know, it's a slow time for college football. What have you been working on, or what stories have interested you lately in college football?
Well, as you know, a lot of my area of coverage focuses on issues in recruiting and personalities in recruiting. And since I wrapped up the whole Bubba Starling thing a few weeks ago, I've tried to take a look at some of the issues that are going on in recruiting right now, and some of this stuff rears its head in the summer. And one thing that's kept me busy this week has been a proposal by the Southeastern Conference after its meetings in Florida at the start of June to the NCAA, suggesting some pretty significant changes to the recruiting model in college football. The SEC wants to reinstate text messaging between coaches and players. It's been banned since 2007. There are some other changes too. They want to look at the evaluation and contact periods, and kind of merge some of those periods in recruiting so that college coaches are allowed to talk to prospects on the high school campuses during the time that they go out to evaluate in the spring. Just some other minor things about dealing with social media and other issues related to recruiting. And the SEC submitted this to the NCAA, and we've taken a look at some of these issues and talked to the SEC commissioner the other night at the College World Series. That's had me busy. And then, you know, going around and meeting some of the guys who were going to be the top players in this 2012 signing class. I'll be in Southern California in a few weeks. In July for a few days at the Elite 11 National Quarterback Camp, where 11, imagine that, Elite 11, 11 quarterbacks from around the country get to spend about a week with some of the top instructors at their position in the college and pro game, too. Alumni from Elite 11 alumni from previous years go to this thing. Mark Sanchez was there last year. The way I understand it, and spend time in classrooms and on the field with these guys. So that'll be an interesting event to get out and see. And plus, and on top of that, it's in Malibu, California, so I could spend a few days there and be happy. So that will keep me busy for part of July, and just a few other whatever else I can find that has a connection to football recruiting right now, and basketball too. I'm doing some stuff with basketball.
See, Mitch, every time, and this happened when we talked to you at the Holiday Bowl, Daddy's taking his shirt off here in the studio because you mentioned Malibu, California. That's just not right. It's just not right. We're going to have to...
Yeah, that's an issue. I'm going to have to just say that's an issue just solely with him. I'm not going to take responsibility for that. He's going to have to rein that in on his own. I don't want to be associated with that.
Daddy, you can't. Mitch is a senior writer for ESPN.com.
I heard Malibu. It was just natural. I'm sorry.
A story that has become official this morning. Tyler Gabbert officially going to Louisville. Coach Charlie Strong twittering this morning, quote, "I'm excited to have Tyler Gabbert officially join our football program." Of course, he left Missouri, and for Husker fans, that's where Sean Watson is going to be the quarterback coach. Strange, he couldn't get either one to Nebraska, but now one of them is going to, I would say, follow him more than the coach. Just your thoughts on that, Mitch.
It would be one of those deals. I thought that was official a while ago, so I'm surprised to hear that it was just coming out now. But sometimes those schools have to wait a while before they can announce things. You know, kids have to get enrolled and go through paperwork and a lot of red tape, especially on transfers like this. So it's going to be one of those things that where Nebraska fans, every year it seems like there's a few spots, other schools, and Nebraska fans just kind of always have their eye on another game. You know, when Harrison Beck or Kurt Dukes or Joe Daly, some of these former quarterbacks went on and played at other places, they would watch these guys just with an interested eye. And although Tyler Gabbert, of course, never wore a Nebraska uniform because of the family name, because he's the younger brother of Blaine Gabbert, who was also at one time a Nebraska commitment, because he played at Missouri, and, well, Blaine did. Tyler was on the team. There will be an interest from a Nebraska point of view, and I'll be interested to see what he does. It's unfortunate for Tyler that he's got that last name, because he's not the same kind of player as Blaine Gabbert. Blaine got all the height in that family. He's about 6'5", and Tyler's barely pushing 6 feet. So don't expect him, and I don't know if people do, but they hear the name, and I think they think, oh, his brother's, you know, prototypical NFL quarterback, high draft pick. You know, Tyler's going to follow in his footsteps, and I'm sure that's part of the reason he left Missouri, was because it was difficult to live up to those expectations, and he wasn't that kind of player. He's a guy that gets out of the pocket, at least in high school he did, and runs, and has a strong arm for somebody his size, but they're completely different players. And I know Sean Watson liked him when he was on the recruiting trail in Nebraska, and obviously he still likes him, and they still had a good relationship, so I'm sure that was a huge part of the reason that he's going to Louisville. I don't know. I mean, I'd say he's got an uphill battle just to win, ever be the starting quarterback in that program, and if he does, good luck to him.
Mitch, as of 12 o'clock tonight, Nebraska moves to the Big Ten Conference.
And breaking news, Daddy, breaking news right now. Tomorrow morning, a brief informal ceremony at 9 a.m. with the chancellor and the governor. Okay, now go. I just wanted to let you know. Now go.
I was just going to ask you, Mitch, is that a big deal to you, or is this just another day and a blip on the radar that we should not put any mention to even?
Well, I think it's okay to talk about, but, man, that ceremony is going to be kind of anticlimactic, isn't it? It'd be funny if somebody shows up to that thing and acts like this is new news. Like, I can't believe it. I didn't know that Nebraska was going to the Big Ten.
Well,
we've been talking about this for 14 months now, it's a ceremonial type of thing, and that's good. So, as far as the significance of it,
right?
No, I mean, it's significant, I guess, in terms of what Nebraska can get from a funding standpoint. I'm sure there's legal issues that you can finally move forward on now, and Nebraska fans can officially say goodbye to the Big 12, which I think has been done unofficially ad nauseum now for a long time. But it's a day like any other, unless you want to tune into the Big 10 Network, because apparently they're going to show like 72 straight hours of great Nebraska moments, which I'm sure is going to endear Nebraska immediately to the fans of Penn State and Michigan and Ohio State. Just turn on their TV to that channel and see over and over, especially Penn State and Michigan, if they show the 94 and 97 national championship games. That'll be fun to see what those fans have to say about it.
Mitch Sherman, Big 12 switching over to the Big 10. What was... everybody's ready to get rid of Texas, we say, and I guess the other schools that remain in the conference. But what, if anything, positive came out of Nebraska's time in the Big 12 Conference?
Well, the Nebraska grew a lot as an athletic department during its time in the Big 12. And that's not to say that it wouldn't have happened in the same way or in a better way over that time if Nebraska had stayed a part of the Big 8. If the Big 8 had survived 1996 and in these last 15 years, it had just been the same status quo. Or if Nebraska had moved to, say, the Big Ten back then. But the challenges that the Big Ten, Big 12 over the last decade and a half forced Nebraska to move forward in a lot of different areas of its athletic program. And it's good to have change around you. And I think this move is going to have a similar effect in making that athletic department mature and grow in different ways, adjust to things around it, and then get better as a result of it. I mean, you look at Nebraska now as far as its facilities, its academic support, some of the athletic programs inside its department, and compare it in 2011 to what it was in 1995 or 1996, and it's unrecognizable in some ways how much they've grown. So, and a lot of that is a result of the Big 12 and having Texas and Texas A&M as competitors. So, we like to sit here and dwell on the fact that Nebraska had terrible luck against Texas on the football field, and that there were all kinds of disagreements in meetings about you name it, and Nebraska didn't agree with the South, but those things, that's only part of the story. There's a lot of Nebraska's done a lot of good things over the last 15 years in athletics, and I think the Big 12 is a huge part of the reason why.
Hey, Mitch, we really appreciate the time you've given us. You're always gracious with your time, and we really appreciate it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for your insight, and enjoy the 4th of July weekend.
You too. Enjoy those fireworks. Don't blow your hand off.
Hey, Mitch, while you're coming back to this area, they got the Vietnam Traveling War Memorial. If you got some young cousins and stuff, it's out here at the Archway. If you'd like to slip down to Kearney, it should be something neat for the kids to see.
Well, my father-in-law is going to be the Grand Marshal of the Gibbon 4th of July Parade, so I'm going to be tied up there. So, anybody who wants to come out and watch him on the float with his granddaughter, my daughter, throwing candy to the kids, that's going to keep me busy on the 4th of July. But I appreciate the offer, the invitation to come out to the – anytime I can get to the Arch is a monumental moment in my life. So I will I'll be close, and maybe we'll be able to stop by.
Has the daughter got a good arm on her? She going to be able to chuck that candy far enough?
It's erratic. I've just heard rumors that they're going to be throwing candy off the float. I don't know. I've never been there for this event, so I'm looking forward to it.
Mitch, we'll see you soon. Thanks for the time, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Senior writer of ESPN.com, Mitch Sherman, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BKO's. All of our guests are. We're right now, hot day, going to be 100 degrees, all sizes of their ices, frozen Coke, cherry, whatever you want, just a dollar at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Now, coming up, Brad Archer is going to join us. He is the manager of the American Legion baseball team in Kearney, known as Kearney Runs It, the seniors. We'll talk to him in a moment, but we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Big and Rich Gretchen Wilson concert. Cowboy Troy, Two-Foot Fred, they're all there, Daddy. They're all there. It's going to be a great show. These guys are not only musicians, but they're great entertainers.
They're coming to our city.
Coming to our city, ESPN's college football. They've upped it again for another year. I believe I saw that. Of course, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, which was a great song in its own right. I think, in my mind, became even more popular when the World Series of Poker on ESPN used it as their theme song back in the Moneymaker year. And so, there's a lot of sports tie-ins. Of course, John Rich, the winner on The Apprentice with the Donald Trump, Gretchen Wilson, our little redneck woman. We love all of that. Here's what we're going to do. During this break, you call Merritt. He's going to ask your name and number. After 30 seconds, if you don't have that spit out in 30 seconds, he's hanging up on you. It's not hard. Tony Davis, 440-5555. Okay, at the end of the show, we're going to pick a winner.
It's a three-minute break.
Three-minute break.
We're going to get six people registered.
At least somebody, however many Merritt can get in that 3 minutes, and then we're going to pick a winner out of that. Is that good with you, Merritt?
Fine.
Are you ready? Are you ready? 888-455. ESPN, your gift for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show today, a very good chance of winning a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Big and Rich Gretchen Wilson concert, 8 o'clock at the Viero Event Center, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. We're back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Next!
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. Go to meeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit gotomeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 103. South wind stay breezy at 12 to 25. With clear skies tonight, temperatures fall off into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Right now, 86.
She's got a love like whoa. Girl's got a love like whoa.
Doug and Daddy Show, give me some first names, Merrick. Who's in here?
We got Matt, Don, Craig, Lauren, Kevin, and a few others.
All right, good. Merrick was really working them to the bone. We're going to give away a pair of tickets today and another pair of tickets tomorrow to the Gretchen Wilson Big and Rich concert tomorrow night, Friday night, Viero Events Center in Kearney. Thanks to the folks at Viero and at Viero Events Center for giving us some tickets to pass on to you, the listeners, and we'll give you a chance tomorrow as well. But one of the folks in that last break is going to win a pair of tickets to that concert. Coming up, Brad Archer is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Got a chance again to talk to Ryan and Andy yesterday out at Midway. We keep telling you about all the great things that are going on, and they really want you to know about their all-new Mopar Quick Lube, immediate maintenance service at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Quality, complete service, saving time and money. The best part, you don't have to make an appointment, and it's done in 30 minutes because they've got such a great maintenance department out there. Oil change, car wash, maintenance inspection. What's the third great thing? It's under $30 at $29.95. You can wait there in their comfortable lounge where wireless internet and cappuccino are available, television, or you can get shuttled to where you need to be. Midway, all-new Mopar Quick Lube. Again, I say this, it's amazing, because I know it's going on. I found another Midway. I mean, right behind another Midway, I believe a Dodge Ram truck is what it looked like to me, only it was next series up, and I couldn't make out all the numbers and letters, but just smiling. It's 92 degrees. He's just smiling as he pulls out in front of me and takes off down the street. Smiling. Midway, folks. South 2nd Avenue.
It's a better way.
Yeah. For more information, go to their website, thinkmidway.com, home of the hassle-free pricing right there on the sticker so you don't have to worry about it. And they invite you. They'll check it out for you. You can check it out for you. It's going to be the best deal at Midway.
Doug, right now we are joined by Brad Archer. He is the head coach of the Kearney American Legion baseball senior team in his first season as coach of the seniors. Coach, thanks so much for catching up with us. Congratulations on not only another championship in the league, but on 17 in a row. Great, great season so far for your ball club.
Well, that's true. It was a big win for us last night against Grand Island, and it was a normal Grand Island Kearney game. Ended up going extra innings, and we were lucky to come out on top.
They were the last team to clip you, and obviously it was a great game, 1-0 pitcher's duel earlier in the month. Were the kids fired up to avenge that loss, or is it just another Grand Island Kearney game, or did it have a little more special meaning last night?
Well, I think, you know, as far as baseball is concerned, we play so many games, and throughout the course of the season, you know, there's a couple you want to get up for, and I think anytime Kearney plays Grand Island, that's going to be one of those games, regardless of the records, that our kids are ready to go. But, you know, I didn't really see in our kids necessarily that we were a rah-rah type bunch. We just went out and tried to take care of business. I think, I don't know from the kids' standpoint, but from my standpoint, it was a big win, not only to clinch the league, but if we would have lost that game, then we would be getting ready to travel to Norfolk today. So I guess from my standpoint, that was as big as anything. So.
Coach, I mentioned earlier on the show when we started things off and said we were going to have you on, you know, this is baseball, and with your schedule you play 17 or 18 in a row is something almost unheard of. You never saw that at all coming into this year, did you?
No, not really. And like we said before, and as you just said, with the schedule we play and the number of games that you play during the week and those type of things, you've got to have a lot of pitching depth and a lot of things go right for you, which obviously we do. But, you know, we've always tried to play as tough a schedule as that we possibly can. We've been into Omaha a couple times. And, you know, and in that stretch, we've played Papillion South three times, who, as most people know, is the two-time defending champions on the high school level. And then you throw in the middle of that the Legion state champions last year. So, and those were all three of those games were great games. I think we won the first two 3-2, both scores, and then the third game was a 9-7 game. And in those first 14 innings that we played Papillion South, we only scored in two innings. We scored three runs in each game and in one inning of those games. So they were great games and a great competition. And like I said, we're very fortunate that we have about six pitchers that we've gone through the summer with, and we've got a lot of complete games, and the kids have just done an outstanding job on the mound. I think our team ERA right now just hovers around about 2.3, 2.4, so we've certainly got it done on the mound.
Doug, those one-run victories, you can credit that a lot to the managerial style, I think, a lot of times.
Well, they've been getting it done at the junior level. Coach Brad Archer has been with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for years and winning state titles and now moving up and taking over the seniors after Steve Sponberg retired. You talk about that pitching, Brad, and I know one of the huge things that you've always talked about and Coach Sponge always talked about was winning the league title and getting a chance to play the East champion. You'll do that in Lincoln Tuesday. Do we know who the opponent is yet? And I imagine you probably know who you want to start. Give us a little insight to that.
Well, to answer your first question, it's going to be Lincoln Southwest. And as you said, that's going to be Tuesday night, and we're still trying to determine the game time. It'll probably either be at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at Sherman Field in Lincoln. Now, as far as pitching is concerned, you know, to be honest with you, we've kind of just gone through the summer and kind of threw kids in rotation, so to speak. Now, obviously, we kind of look ahead and try to get some things figured out. But, you know, we ended up using three kids last night. And all three of them, with Derek Schreiner being the starter, he probably ended up throwing about 70 pitches. And then we used Zach Devin and Dylan Schroeder as well. So that's going to be one of the things I need to do today is just kind of set things up, kind of see where we're at, because we're in the Peterson tournament this weekend. So we've got a doubleheader tomorrow and then a doubleheader Saturday and then one for sure on Sunday and then maybe even two, depending on how we do. And then obviously we'd have the league championship on Tuesday. So we'll go ahead and we'll take a look at where we're at arm-wise and whatnot, but we'll try to be competitive in this tournament over the weekend. And, you know, I would guess we'll probably end up with either Dylan Schroeder or Derek Schreiner on the mound Tuesday night.
Taylor Fish is a kid that's going to try and play baseball at the University of Nebraska, and I have seen that he continues to do some good things for you. Just a quick note on Taylor and maybe somebody else that's helping lead your team offensively.
Well, right now, Taylor's having a great year. Obviously, he's if he's not the best catcher in the state, he's in the top two in my estimation. He has a great arm, and what a luxury it is to have him behind the plate, because it really takes away from people stealing bases and those type of things. So, like I said, he's just having a great year. I think right now he's hitting around 470 for us. He hits in the three spot. So anytime you hit in that three and the four spot, you're getting a mixture of off-speed pitches, and people are aware of who you're at. So it's a lot tougher to hit in those spots. You don't get as many fastballs, obviously. But Taylor's been a leader in our program for, you know, 4 years now, and just having a great year. And hopefully he'll get down to Nebraska and do some things down there, and looking forward to that. As far as some of the other kids on our team, Dylan Schroeder's been definitely a leader. He's been our leadoff man all year. He's got 6 home runs this year, and he's hitting around 440. Blake Johnson hits in the two spot. Blake's really done a nice job for us. We weren't real sure who we were going to hit in the two spot when we started the year, but he's probably got 4 or 5 hits on hit and runs, and he's done a great job of bunting and those type of things, and moving Dylan into scoring position, so that we have Taylor coming up, and Derek Schreiner hits in the fourth spot for us as well. And Derek's another kid that's had a great year. He's had a great year on the mound. Matter of fact, he's got 2 wins against Papillion South, and He started for us last night, and that was probably a game last night where he didn't have his best stuff. He had kind of some control problems as far as getting his off-speed pitches over the plate. But he's had a great year for us as well, and he's right around the 400 mark. And then Zach Devin's a kid that's a returner from last year, and he's really done a good job for us on the mound. I think he's about 4 or 5-0 there, and he's got a couple saves for us. So there's no question that we're led by the kids that are returning off last year's team. And then you throw in the kids that came up off of post 52, like Brady Kowalski and Jackson Cannon, and Keegan Fitzgerald on the mound's done a great job for us as well, and then Zach Yogan and Trey Anderson. So we've got a good mixture of young kids and old kids, and we've been able to, number one, stay healthy and kind of get through the season with those guys.
470, that sounds like my SAT score. Coach, thanks so much for the time today. Congratulations, and I guess keep it rolling. Still a lot of baseball left for your squad as you head towards the district and area tournaments.
Yeah, we do. We've got, like I said, we got the Peterson tournament, and then we've got some home games next Friday and Saturday here in Kearney, and then that finishes off the regular season already. It's kind of hard to believe that's gone this fast, but we're about two weeks away from districts.
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck over the next few days in Little Lincoln.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Brad Archer, head coach Kearney Renza. As the summer keeps motoring along, and again, they're busy this weekend, but last night a win over Grand Island, clinching the Cornhusker West League title. They'll play at Lincoln Southwest on Tuesday night after playing in Lincoln all weekend long, that annual 4th of July Peterson tournament.
Doug, I'll be honest, it's going to be 102 degrees. Might be a good time to stay indoors this afternoon. Maybe indoors in a recliner from Bruce Furniture. Maybe you didn't realize it's going to be 102 this afternoon. You can head down there right now. The good news is, you can get the furniture right, and you can get it fast. You see a chair on the floor you want, and it's just right for you. They want you to be able to have it this afternoon. They'll get it out the same day, next day, free delivery on any of the in-store merchandise. And the sale of that piece of furniture is the price on that piece of furniture. No add-ins, add-ons, no fine print. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings. If you're out west at Alliance, stop in and see them today. They've got what's just right for you at Bruce Furniture.
Merritt, let's draw a winner out for our Big and Rich tickets before we go into the break, because we also want to have a little fun with our football signed by Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, and Brett Maher. So let's draw out a winner here. Daddy, how you want to do this? You just want to pick a number, or are you just gonna drop a pen on that big huge piece of paper, or what are you gonna do?
Oh, let's drop the pen.
Okay, I'll bring the piece of paper over. Daddy drops the pen. All right. Okay. Let's see. Oh, there's where it is.
Yeah, that's great. I broke the damn pen.
You broke the pen. Are we good to go?
Sure.
Lauren is the winner. Lauren is the winner, and you'll contact the mayor. Is that what you
do? I think so.
Is that what you do here?
That's what I do.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, we know that. We're going to give someone a chance tomorrow.
I did break the damn pen. How is that possible?
Lauren, you owe him a pen! We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show and give you a chance again tomorrow to win tickets to the Gretchen Wilson Big and Rich concert back after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights? No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, there's a good reason.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online as always at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Now during the Menard Day Sale, it's a fantastic time to update your home with top-quality paint. Save big on top brands, including Dutch Boy. Give any room in your home a fresh new look and help keep it smelling fresh with Dutch Boy Refresh. It's the first paint to feature Arm & Hammer odor-reducing technology. Right now, save $7 per gallon after sale price and rebate on Dutch Boy Refresh interior paint.
Save big money at Menards.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Sunshine will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 103. South winds stay breezy at 12 to 25. With clear skies tonight, temperatures fall off into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 86.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessarily critical.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's going to be a warm one. It's going to be a long 4th of July weekend. And make sure you spend a little of your time with your friends, your family. Reunions are going on. Folks are coming in for the 4th of July. And you still want to watch sports and have something cool to drink. Cunningham's Journal and the Courtyard is the place to be. We've all been working hard. It's time for a little bit of break with your friends, your family, your relatives. They've got the coldest draft beer in town and live music every weekend. More HDTVs than a television store, so you can follow all of your favorite sports at once. Enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6 with the big-ass beer specials for only $2.50, along with All Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small crafted microbrews. And you get a little hungry? Not only have we loved the food out in the courtyard for years, of course, the kitchen's been open now for about 6 months, and they have some of the great specials and more that you're used to. We love everything on a stick. We love the prime rib. We love the shrimp skewers. But there's so much more to choose from. Whether it's a casual get-together with your friends or you want to go out and look good, have a night on the town, Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard, the place to be. It's hopping every night, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Can't wait to spend a little bit of time there this weekend. Hope you can do the same.
Douglas, we got an email from Lauren that wants to know, basically talks about obtaining the Big Ten Network and how to get it. He's got a good friend that switched to DirecTV. He's got it now. There's a 72 hours of programming. Lauren says, I'd love to DVR it. He's got Dish Network. I don't know why you'd have Dish Network when DirecTV is an option, but that's just my personal opinion. That had nothing to do with a sponsorship paid to us or anything. But anyway, Lauren, I think there's a sports tier that I think you can get with Dish Network. I think you can get that channel, and by adding a sports tier. I don't know that for certain. I know with DirecTV, you get it, and appreciate the email. And I know it's going to be on 72 hours of coverage and all some great Nebraska highlights for people that are interested in that. Doug, also this morning, this just out, Robert Garrigus, who got third at the U.S. Open a couple weeks ago, has Golf Digest published this article. He has admitted to, he's been through drug rehab, but admitted to smoking marijuana during rounds on the nationwide tour, doing it in porta potties around the golf course. And not once, not twice, this was an ongoing event. Robert Garrigus basically saying that, who must have been nearly an MIT graduate because he went to Scottsdale Community College, where he said all it was golf and partying. I think that was the exact quote. So he started doing this, smoking marijuana recreationally. Then he said it just became habitual. He admitted to 5, 10, even 20 times a day. And about every round he played on the nationwide tour on some years, apparently, and said that, hey, I'm not the only one. There's a lot of guys on the nationwide tour smoking cabbage in the porta-johns. That's just the way we roll. And I'm not talking about rolling the joints. That's how they roll. So that's an article you're going to start hearing some things about, but it's out there. And of course, Robert Garrigus now sober and clean and doing great things golfing, I believe, in his personal life. But it's kind of interesting that during nationwide events, with the level of competition that's there and so close to making the PGA Tour, that during those events, you're lighting up the cabbage.
I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, and so Damon Day is going to co-host the show with Big Daddy. And on the show tomorrow, you've got a couple of special guests. We'll be talking with Drew Shinnick, Tri-City Storm coach and general manager. They're to release the 25-man roster tomorrow for the Storm, so we should be getting information from Skip Berry on that. Also, Drake Baronic is going to join us. He has taken a job as a grad assistant at Hastings College. We know he wants to be a coach, and he's going to try and get a start there with Lance Creech over at Hastings College.
Yeah, almost like an assistant coaching / laundry guy. I mean, he's going to do it all at Hastings College.
You going to ask him if he called UNK and see if he could do the same thing? Or
I will. I think the relationship with UNK is just fine. I think I will ask Drake if he smoked weed during halftime of games in porta-johns.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, Robert Garrigus did it.
Postal Chuck has chimed in here. He goes, although it would be like a train wreck where you had to look, but I'd sooner watch Daddy strip tease than either of those two sporting events. Soccer or tennis is what he's talking to. Oh, and I was in a really good mood today until you brought up that Texas A&M football fiasco. Thanks a bunch, Postal Chuck, near Broken Bow. Thanks, Postal. It's been a while since we've heard from the Postal.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to our friends in Beaver City once again. We're on loud and clear.
All right.
All the plug-ins. We got it all plugged back in.
There you go. Bill and Deschler probably having no problem again. Folks to the north, I know, we have been on low power for a long time working on our transmitter, and it is back to 1,000,000,000% full power. Also, got to spend some time. I just want you to know this. I want to say this first. Something I overlooked, and we've had him on the show before, and I just haven't mentioned it. Derry Trampy, wrestling coach at Ord, set the national record down in Houston a couple of weeks ago in his 1500, I believe it was, road race. National record for his age group in Houston. Crazy, man. Crazy. crazy. Now, secondly, you mentioned Beaver City. Last weekend, I spent part of an afternoon at Beaver Lake. It's in southeastern Nebraska.
Okay.
And if you want to go, it's not like a town, but it's like Johnson Lake. I mean, it's like what you would, all the folks that live at Johnson Lake around the lake. That, I mean, that's what it is. It's not a town. It's not a community. But that's what you've got there. A good, I can't think of the word I'm looking for here, but it is a community. It's just not an incorporated town.
Yeah, good.
If you get thirsty, you can go into town. They've got a tiki lounge, which is right.
Nothing wrong with a tiki bar.
Nothing wrong with that, and it's right next to Beaver Liquors.
Really? That's excellent.
You can pick up some soda, some energy drinks, some beers, some hard alcohol, right there at Beaver Liquors.
Conveniently located.
It wouldn't matter where that place is, it'd be conveniently
located. We should see if they want to sponsor the show.
I want to do this one more time, get about three or four more people registered for our football. We're way over time, but you know what? I just don't give a damn. Do you care?
No, we're good.
Are you hungry?
We're good. Well, yeah, I'm hungry.
I mean, it's the last day of the Big 12. I want this thing to go on as long as we can.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to do the show till about 6 today?
No.
Oh, okay. 888-455-ESPN.
I've got one ready to go.
888-455-3776. We've had some fun with giving you the name of an athlete and asking you which sport they played. Is that what you're doing too, or are you doing?
Well, I'm just
different?
Throwing a little. I'm okay, throwing a Big Ten questions.
We got different questions. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Byron.
Byron, hey. Daddy's got a question.
Hey, Byron, which Big Ten school does not have baseball?
Went over this not too long ago. I want to say it was Wisconsin.
There you go. Congratulations. We'll get you registered for that football. Signed by Alex Henry, Brett Maher, along with Kyle Larson, two great Husker kickers. One's the most accurate kicker in collegiate football history, and somebody we hope will be a wonderful, wonderful kicker for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
We love our friends at the Lincoln Journal-Star as well. There's so many things out there. Omaha World Herald. This blows my mind, Daddy. Do you know that the University of Nebraska, out of all the Big Ten schools, has the lowest undergrad enrollment?
Really?
They list West Lafayette, home of Purdue, with 30,000
students.
No, 30,000 people in the town, and more than nearly 31,000 undergrad students. Now, I don't know how much of this online stuff they have, but how's that possible?
I wouldn't even. What's Northwestern has more than Nebraska?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No, they don't. Nebraska was 11th.
Sorry.
Northwestern is 12th. Nebraska is 11th. Yeah, I made a mistake. I made a boo-boo.
That's fine.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Dave.
All right, Dave. Here we go. This is for you, Dave. Which one of the Big Ten schools has the largest enrollment? Undergraduate enrollment. This Big Ten school has the largest enrollment.
Ohio State.
That is correct. Get him registered for the football, signed by Alex Henry, Kyle Larson, and Brett Maher. Just under 50,000, Daddy.
Jeez.
Just under 50,000. They've also got here the average high in October for all of these schools. Nebraska is number one with Bloomington at 67 degrees. The Twin Cities averages 58 degrees up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Nice. Balmy.
You got another question? Or do I have to figure something out here?
I want to know who you got. Northwestern, you got Nebraska. Purdue was the third lowest. Is that what you were telling me? With 31,000?
As far as students enrolled, no.
Okay. Who are we talking to?
This is Sean.
Sean, Northwestern, then Nebraska. Who's the next lowest enrollment in the Big Ten?
Oh, this is going to be just a guess. You said it's not Purdue, so how about Indiana?
I'll give you three more guesses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you three more guesses.
All right. So it's not Indiana. How's about Illinois?
You got two more guesses because you're still wrong.
Minnesota.
You got one more guess because you're still wrong.
Michigan State.
Nope.
Really?
Can you believe it's Michigan? Can you believe it's Michigan? Undergrad enrollment. Everybody else has more than 30,000 except for, well, not everybody. Wisconsin actually is just about 1,600 more than Michigan, according to this chart right here. I know. Iowa has more than them.
Interesting tidbits.
So there you go. All right, we're going to get one more person registered. Then tomorrow, not only are you giving away the Big and Rich Gretchen Wilson tickets, you're giving away the football. Is that cool?
That's awesome.
You're good with this? One more chance. Who are we chatting with?
Mike from Hastings.
Mike from Hastings. All right, let's go back. Did you have one, Dad? Daddy?
No.
All right, yesterday we played our game. We gave you the name of a great Husker athlete during the time in the Big 12. You had to tell us which sport they competed in. So we're going to do that again. And I'm going to go with, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one there. Do you want an easy one or a hard one?
Easy.
Carl Meierskow. Carl Meierskow, which sport did he play?
Football.
He was a four-time NCAA shot put champion in the outdoor league. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Oh, you're clearing the line. Sorry. If you want to try us one more time, we'll get one more person in here. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Billy Hudson.
Bill, Shannon Pulowski.
Track and field.
Oh. No. Daddy, what sport?
She's a bowler.
Boom! 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with? Are we still working here? Yeah, Merritt, sorry. Who are we chatting with?
Jeff.
All right. I think I used that one yesterday. Did I use Lisa Reitzma yesterday?
No.
Lisa Reitzma.
Softball.
Big 12 Volleyball Player of the Year in 1996. Try back.
We tried to give it away, Doug. I think, mate, are you going to do one more?
I want to do one more. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John. Tressa Thompson.
Golf.
No. Track. All-American shot putter. Olympian, if I remember right. I'd have to check on that.
All right, Merritt. Hit the button.
That's it. Dang it. I should have just thrown out an easy one. Tomorrow, Daddy will draw one out. You guys figure it out. I don't.
All right.
Enjoy the 4th of July. No show Monday. Daddy and Damon Day are in tomorrow with Drake Baronic, a former Husker Loper, and Ravetta Blue Jay, who's now going to get some Hastings College gear in his wardrobe. Drew Schenick, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm. They'll give away the final pair of tickets to Gretchen Wilson and Big and Rich. They'll give away the football. And we want to thank our guests on today's show, Mitch Sherman, senior writer for ESPN.com, and Brad Archer, manager of the Kearney Runza American Legion baseball team that's now 27-3 on the season.
Tomorrow, you tell me that 25-man roster's out there for the Storm with Drew Schenick. We're looking forward to that. We're going to deliver that 25-man roster to you.
Have a great 4th of July. TD Shack 32 for your fireworks is located where?
Complete Nutrition's where it's at. We're just like Lowe's. Nobody beats our prices. Nobody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.